Seattle Seahawks and the Atlanta Falcons. This, to me, this might be the most action-packed game of the weekend. I definitely think that, you know, I want to see Baltimore beat down. I want to go ahead and see the rivalry going there, or the probably conference-style game that you're going to see from the 49ers-Packers. But this game, I don't think there's two more opposite-ended teams playing each other this week.
Yeah, Seattle has the defense. Russell Wilson, great rookie in the running for Rookie of the Year if it weren't for Luck, and RG3 definitely would be in running for Rookie of the Year. The Atlanta Falcons, can you call them underrated? Do you call them underappreciated? What do you call them?
I don't think they're underrated, maybe underappreciated.
Yeah, and of course we live in Atlanta, so we have a little bit more leniency towards them. the games they've lost, they didn't look so good in their last couple of games, possibly because the season was kind of over for them.
You have it wrapped up, go ahead and play your heart out and risk injury?
And they got their divisional rivals there at the end, Carolina and Tampa Bay, and even with maybe the head coach played his guys maybe a little bit too long against Tampa, thinking that they needed to win the game, but you know they still got their week off. The injury to Jonathan Abraham can't be that bad because they're not really saying anything about it. So there's not a lot of speculation here. There's not a lot of talk about it here in Atlanta. So we saw last week with the Redskins defense, and I don't know if anybody would argue with me that I said the Falcons defense is better than the Redskins defense. But the Redskins defense pretty much held Seattle in check up until about the last 6 or 7 minutes of the game. And then that's when, you know, things started going haywire on the offensive side for the Redskins. And that was kind of when it all fell apart.
I think both those defenses are quite comparable, the Redskins and the Falcons. Yeah. And I definitely sit there. I know last week I kind of made a fun of you because, you know, all throughout the season you've been defense wins championships and sticking with the defense. And I thought that Seattle definitely had the more dominant defense last week.
I looked like a genius after the first quarter of that game. I was patting myself on the back. My arm hurt so much because I was like, yes, 14-0.
You know what? I was really sweating.
Screw you, Clint. I'm like, I picked this game.
Out of all the games, I'm so damn sure. And it's the only one we split on. I'm like, I'm so damn sure that there's no way Seattle's going to lose that game.
As I said on the boards, maybe I need another 12 or 13 games to hide the 2 or 3 that I don't do so well on. But yeah, and I agree. And it's kind of one of those things, all things being equal, I definitely take the defense, the team with the better defense, over the team with possibly the better offense. But I think as a whole team, I don't know. There's just something about Pete Carroll in the playoffs and away from home. And he's more like a rah-rah guy to me, more than an X's and O's guy. And he did it in college, and that worked fine in college. But you know, they took out New Orleans when they weren't expected to a couple of years ago. But then, you know, and then they traveled to Washington, and then they're going to have to turn right around and come back to the East Coast again a week later. Maybe I'll be wrong again, and, you know, so be it. But Falcons have had a week off. The Falcons have been in their close games. They figured out how to get them done this year. And I think they have a chip on their shoulder. They will not stop the running game like the Redskins did. They will not stop running the ball. They have learned that we need to keep running the ball.
But do they really have a running game that they can put up to go ahead and do that?
I think between Michael Turner and Jaquizz Rodgers, I think they do. And, number 44. I can't remember his name off the top of my head. I live here and I can't remember his name. It tells you how much I follow the team. But
I'm about the same way, so.
Yeah, so, you know, I think they do. I think they have enough weapons. I mean, you know, they have Roddy White, they have Julio Jones, they have Harry Douglas, they have Tony Gonzalez. You know, they have enough. I think they have enough weapons on defense that I don't think you still got a lot of rookies on Seattle's side. They're playing well. That rookie linebacker may be defensive rookie of the year, you know.
Well, my opinion about it is this. I think that if this game stays close, I don't see Seattle being good enough to put it away.
No.
That's where it comes into question, especially on the road. If Seattle's able to get up to take a lead, it might be a different story.
The Falcons could be in trouble.
Right, because I do think that their defense will keep Atlanta working hard to go ahead and score. I do think they will keep them in check. I don't see this being a high-scoring game.
Well, one thing the Falcons have seemed to do all year is if they get off to a slow start, they can't get out of their own way, and they can't seem to get past that slow start. If at the end of the first quarter, if the score is nothing to nothing, or 3-0, or something like that.
They will have problems.
And I think they will have issues.
And I think the scheduling plays a big part in this game. You know, Seattle's coming from the West Coast, and they're going to be playing essentially at 10 a.m. in the morning for them.
Yep.
You know, that's going to take a bearing upon that team. If they start off groggy, Atlanta gets up at all, I don't see the Seahawks coming back. Jazzy Justin last week just kept commenting on the article, telling me how, you know, I was downgrading Seattle, even though I picked them to win. He picked on me, not you, who picked the Redskins to win. He picked on me.
Well, I'm an idiot.
But, you know, the whole point is as you said, there's a lot of rookies on that team, and that team has room to grow. I don't know if this is necessarily their year to go, and I think the road games are definitely hard for them. Now, if they're able to make it by the Falcons, I think next week's NFC matchup would be very interesting.
Yes, I do, because if they did make it past them and San Francisco won, it would be the third time golden for Seattle and San Francisco. And if Green Bay wins, then Seattle has to not only go away again, they have to play outside.
And not only play outside, but then we get this coveted rematch of the replacement ref's bad call
That's
at the
right.
end of the game. And, you know, I don't care what anybody says. I don't think Seattle should have won that game at the beginning of the year.
No.
And that changes the whole outcome of the season. You got to wonder where Seattle winds up in the playoff card at that point.
Yeah.
And, you know, Seattle was definitely a second-half team.
Yep.
You know, you got to wonder if that doesn't go ahead and slow that second half awakening up a little bit.
Yeah, we'll see. But as I said, I'll go probably a little hometown bias in the blood here, but I'll go with the Falcons.
I'm not going hometown bias. I'm going sleep deprived bias on this one. But I will pick the Falcons also.
There you go.